Welcome back for this session of Officer 65 Administration for Small Businesses Jumpstart Series. I'm Chris Oakman. This is Steve Hall.
Yeah.
We're going to jump right in. This is Module 5, Administrating SharePoint Online. So this is a big module. The link module we just did was a little short, so we wanted to make sure we had plenty of time to cover SharePoint. There's a lot of new stuff in SharePoint, so let's jump right in. So this is Module 5, Administering SharePoint Online. And we're going to talk about, right now, just an overview of what SharePoint is. SharePoint provides access to information to everyone, anytime. Users access documents and data, securely share information with coworkers, partners, and customers. Simple integration with Outlook, Exchange Online, SharePoint Workspace, and Link Online. And a faster return on investment. You can get set up in virtually no time. The powerful admin console allows your organization to easily manage capabilities. Office 365 SharePoint Online. Share, put social to work, share your stuff. Publish content to SharePoint from any Office application. Take SharePoint on the go. Share documents, update your activity feed, and keep in touch with your colleagues from your mobile phone or tablet. There's application or apps for most mobile phone clients. Organize, keep projects on track, keep your team connected, store and sync your documents. Discover, you can find experts you never knew, connect with people across your organization, discover insights and answers, turn raw data into, it says here, gorgeous interactive reports from Excel 2013 published to SharePoint. Find what you're looking for, customize and narrow your search to deliver more relevant results. Build, this is a new feature of SharePoint 2013, build apps. You can now, SharePoint has integrated apps that integrate right into SharePoint. You can build custom apps for your company.
A lot more customization.
A lot more customization. You can publish apps to the SharePoint store, and you can build eye-catching sites. We can manage costs, reduce your infrastructure cost by running SharePoint in the cloud. We can manage risk, new archiving, e-discovery, and case management capabilities extend across SharePoint, Exchange, and Link. And we manage your time, spend more time delivering innovation and less time managing infrastructure. What is a site collection? Set of websites with the same owner and shared administration settings. Each contains a top-level website and can contain one or more subsites. The only role that has permission over the entire collection of the sites is the site collection administrator. The four major types of sites to share documents and data insights and information within and outside your organization. We have team sites, personal sites, intranet sites, and a public website. Team sites. Share documents to help teams work together efficiently. So in this case, in this example, this is a marketing team site. Create, edit, and review documents and proposals with colleagues. Share documents and information with colleagues. So everything that happens on this site would be shared between just those people in that marketing department. All right. Use many predefined templates, team site, blog, wikis, meeting workspace, contact database, search center, document center. There's all kinds of predefined templates. Upload and apply a custom site template. This link has SharePoint Online site templates that you can download. Co-author and collaborate real-time with Outlook Web Access. And create site collection or sub-sites. All right. Personal sites. So these are my sites. Create a personal site to share and manage your documents, share your profile and areas of professional expertise, access your important documents from your PC, phone, and browser. So this is a customized profile on the left. Next screen is going to show this is kind of a default My Site personal site. So each user's personal site collection. Checks subscription plan to see if My Sites is supported. It's only supported in certain subscription plans. We'll go through that later. The hosted My Site URL can be redirected on-premise. So if you have an on-premise SharePoint farm and you have my SharePoint Online, you can redirect My Sites to your on-premise SharePoint. And intranet sites. All right, so this is an internal portal site. This picture here on the screen happens to be EastRidge's internal portal. You can find documents, share ideas, and seek input using wikis and blogs. Simplify routine business processes. For us, we use this for all of our documents, all of our customer information, sales, HR. We use this for a little bit for everything. The intranet site is heavily customizable. So it's even more customizable than it used to be in SharePoint 2013. Search across all site collections with a search center. Use Excel services. Publish business KPIs, charts, and graphs. Leverage InfoPath form services. All right. And this is an example of a public-facing website. This came off of Microsoft's sites. A lightweight public-facing site, brochureware types of sites and templatized, new editing tool called Design Manager. So there's a new editing tool that you can use to completely design these sites now.
Download that and use it.
Create a beautiful site and publish it to the public-facing site. You get one per customer. So you can't have multiple internet sites. You only get one per customer.
I made a mistake on my design manager. That's the ribbon-based tool.
Right.
The other tool is I forgot the name of the tool, but I'll get that and I'll put it in the Q&A.
Okay, sounds good. New editing tool, ribbon-based, called Design Manager. If we can go back to the PowerPoint. There we go. One per customer, new editing tool, Design Manager. This is ribbon-based. You can start with a pure HTML file and turn it into a new public website. Vanity URL supported, www.eastridge.net. New page layouts, HTTP based, apps from the SharePoint store. You can add apps. You saw on our site a little bit ago, we have the weather, our local weather in Winston-Salem looked like it was a sunny day. You can add all kinds of apps from the SharePoint store into your public website. All right, so we have a demo enabling a public site with an ePlan subscription. So ours is already enabled. Bear with me just a second here.
And the tool for download is the SharePoint Designer 2013. I couldn't think of the name of it.
Yep.
I'm putting the actual URL for where you download that in the Q&A, and I'm going to put that out publicly. But that is the actual offline tool that you can get to download, or you can use the designer and the actual ribbon in the browser. So you have either way to customize your site. Really easy to customize, really powerful tools that allow you to customize your sites to look like whatever you want them to look like. Very big improvement from the past. And I have posted that now. I'm going to look at a couple of questions. Well, the Design Manager link, I actually just posted the SharePoint Designer link. That's the actual download. The Design Manager is built into the browser, so you'll see the ribbon in the browser.
All right. I'm getting logged in here, so give me just a minute.
The recordings will be up hopefully within...
Early next week.
Next week?
Yeah.
All right, and can you see... I believe that...
Can't seem to get my password right here.
So I'm going to look for some more questions while we're doing this.
Great. Sorry about that.
I'll take your time.
There we go. All right, so I'm in.
So you're in now?
Yep. Sorry about that. It took... Took a little bit. I've got to one more thing. Sorry.
Okay.
Let's hit the duplicate.
So I'm going to actually put the information for what you can do, because the question is, can you put CMS like WordPress in the public-facing site? I believe WordPress is an option.
Yeah.
But there are some things that are capable, and there's actually a lot of things you can do. I'll get the link to show you what you can and can't do with the public-facing sites.
Okay.
Ready to go?
Yep. So I'm back in the Office 365 Admin Center. Under Admin, let's get rid of this All About You. Admin. I just logged into the wrong one.
Well, you can quickly log out and log in.
I will.
To show how easy it is to manage Office 365.
Give me just a second, folks.
Some of the questions is, what about workflows? Workflows are available. It's SharePoint. SharePoint and SharePoint. There's more functionality with SharePoint on-premise still, but there's a lot more functionality. It's a lot closer to parity than it was in the previous edition.
Right. So I'm back in now. Our public-facing site is already enabled, but I'm just going to show you where that is. This is the Eastridge Office 365 Admin Center. So from the admin site, we have SharePoint. And it will take a minute to populate. As you can see, we've got our public website is eastridge-public, SharePoint.com. And that is enabled at the top here under new public website. And, of course, we already have that. So I can't enable another one for you. I apologize for that. I wasn't quite ready for that demo. So this is where you would enable that public website. Once it's enabled, you then have you'll have a URL. Eastridge-public.sharepoint.com is ours. Yours would be domain-public.sharepoint.com. You can then redirect www.yourcompany.com to that site. So that's where it's done. It's very quick and easy to enable that site. Okay, we'll go back to PowerPoint. Just cool. A second. Any more
questions?
All right.
Questions about, first and foremost, talking about the SharePoint Designer tool. Why is the 32-bit version recommended even if you run 64-bit version of Office? It's the recommendation. I tend to follow recommendations, especially when they come from Microsoft about what software to install. That is one that I've been asked a lot. I would go with the recommendation and install the 32-bit if it's recommending that.
Right. Somebody asked yesterday about installing the Office Professional Plus 32 or 64. Why do they recommend you install 32-bit? There was some incompatibility with Office 2013 and the old version of SharePoint Online, so it was better to do the 32-bit. They unless you really, really need the features of 64-bit, Microsoft recommends a 32-bit.
So. And both of them work perfectly fine. I run 64-bit on everything. Actually, you can do more functionality, and you can get more number crunching in Excel.
Yeah, something's still not going
right. But I'm going to look for some more questions while we're running through here.
Sorry.
There are some. It says there seem to be some limitations in the Small Business Premium SharePoint versus the Enterprise E3.
There are.
You want to elaborate on any of them, or you want to go through?
We should have a SharePoint person in the.
That'll answer.
Right, that'll
we'll
answer that.
Post,
yeah,
but there are different. There are limitations in the small business plan.
And we do have a. Okay, I'm in extend.
And we answered that. Questions about workflows. The E3 plan allows you to create. Well, all the plans allow you to create some variety of workflow, but the enterprise plans give you a lot of functionality.
Good.
All right. Are we back?
Yep.
Cool.
We're back. Sorry about that. So let's jump right into what's new. We have a new user interface. We have SkyDrive Pro. Yammer has been added to SharePoint. Guest links, eDiscovery, site mailbox, enterprise search, cloud app model, and PowerShell for SharePoint. So PowerShell for SharePoint again. We'll go over that a little bit. New user interface, the entire user interface across Office 365, including SharePoint, has been redesigned. So easy navigation, better performance. Here's a nice example here on the right. We have drag and drop now. Now you can upload documents. Before you had to click the upload button in order to upload documents, now you can drag and drop right into your site. On hover. This is a new call-out feature with any document in a library or form. Within search results, you see a set of rich commands and context information. So if you hover your mouse over something in SharePoint, it'll give you information like who owns the document, that kind of thing. Touch. So SharePoint has been touch has been added to SharePoint for touchscreen computers, laptops, tablets. Okay.
That's big with all the touch-enabled devices
that
are here now.
Yeah, all the Office
products. That's dominating a lot of the new devices coming out, and everybody has some variety of touch. Not everybody, but there's a lot more touch-enabled devices out there. So, including touch was a big thing.
Including our big screens here.
Yeah.
So, yeah. So, new user interface again, Office Web Apps Edit. Now available to everyone, even those you invite through external sharing, can edit Office documents on your behalf in the browser. And the Universal Office 365 top navigation bar, we've seen that over the last day or so. That everything, you can get, you got the admin center, you got your sites, SkyDrive, newsfeed, all of it is across the top of your office, or of the interface. And SkyDrive Pro is cloud storage for employees that is now a core part of SharePoint. Gosh, that's a big picture of me on the screen. everyone who has user rights to a personal site, this is what used to be called My Sites, get SkyDrive Pro, along with a 7 gigabyte of personal storage quota that's increased from 500. And this does not affect your site collection share size. So this is a totally separate, you get 7 gigabytes of personal storage in SkyDrive Pro. Right. Yammer. Yammer is a private social network for your company. We're using Yammer at Eastridge. I use Yammer to connect with the Partner Advisory Council as well. We ask questions of each other. It's very similar to some other social network applications out there, but this is company only. It's very private, very secure. It's a good way to have a discussion without an email going back and forth. So if you have you copied 10 people on an email and 10 people emailed back, and it can become a mess if you create a topic in Yammer. Everybody can follow that discussion online. So very, very nice. And it's like Facebook and Twitter, but designed for company collaboration. Okay. Guest links. This is new as well. Share sites, folders, and individual documents with a new guest link feature that enables users to invite others from inside and outside the company to collaborate on documents. So it's pretty easy to enable. Share in this case, they shared the Contosa marketing campaign report, who they want to invite, and information about and whether or not they want to require them to sign in or not. So it could just be a completely public. They don't have to sign in to see this document. They can just send the document, share this, and that person would be able to instantly grab that document. So that's nice and new. All right. E-discovery. So this goes along with Exchange. From a single e-discovery management site, you can add sources and create queries, discover content across sites, libraries, document libraries, mailboxes, and discussions. So one search location can search Exchange, Link, and SharePoint. So you can search everything from one place. So that's really nice. Site Mailbox is a shared inbox in Exchange Online that all the members of a SharePoint Online site can access. So this is kind of like a shared mailbox in Exchange, but it's just in it is a shared mailbox in Exchange, but it's linked directly to SharePoint. Yep. So, and Enterprise Search, rich search experience with refines on hover preview, deep links, and more. So our search has been tremendously upgraded in new version of SharePoint. And then the Cloud App Model. The Cloud App Model in SharePoint enables you to build apps for SharePoint by using familiar tools for the developer and IT pro audiences. SharePoint Online now includes new programming model for development, installation, and management and use of apps. So if you wanted to create an app that just worked on Windows, let's say it works on Windows 8, you could create an app that connects to your SharePoint and gives back just the information that you want that app to provide. And then PowerShell for SharePoint Online. So this is new as well. SharePoint administrators can now use PowerShell to manage their subscription content. So we can remotely create new site collections, upgrade activities, and recycle bin management. So if we need to recover deleted files, stuff like that, we can now do it through PowerShell. All right, next section is storage overview. This is a big chart.
This is really important here.
we'll touch on that as well. So small business plan, 1 to 50 users, 10 gig for your base storage allocation.
And that's total? That's total storage for your SharePoint site itself.
For your collection.
Shared SharePoint site.
Yep.
Because there's also some other stuff.
There is. 500 megabytes per user adds to that. So if you have 10 users, you get another 5 gigabytes of storage.
So we're going to ask that question again. I'm going to ask you in real time.
Okay.
You have a small business plan. You work for Contoso, maybe.
Right.
And you have, let's just say, 20 users.
Right.
How many total gigabytes of storage would you have for your main SharePoint?
I would have 20 gigabytes of storage.
And how did you get that?
All right. I get 10 gig for the base storage, okay, and then 500 megabytes for each user. So
20
users gives me 10 more gig, which gives me a total of 20 gig.
It's amazing. You answered that live.
Okay. Yeah, I did. Without any preparation, I was hoping you didn't say 33 users or something like that. So.
And there's some additional storage also.
There is. So 7 gig for SkyDrive Pro. We talked about that. So if you have a kiosk worker, a SharePoint kiosk worker plan, you do not get any additional storage for that right here. And external users. When you invite an external user, you do not get any additional storage from external users either. Site collection storage can be up to 100 gigabytes. So we can add on to that 10 gigabyte. We can have, no matter how many users we have, the maximum is 100 gig.
Per site collection.
Per site collection, correct.
But you can have multiple site collections.
In some plans, right. Total max storage for small business is 35 gig. Mid-market plans is 1.25 terabytes and up to 25 terabytes for enterprise plans. So that's big. That's much bigger than it used to be. And then maximum file upload side there, right now it's currently 250 megabytes, but that is being increased to 2 gigabytes in some design changes that the Microsoft team is making. And then site collections, you can have up to 3,000 site collections in enterprise plans.
Now, really important to note here, the mid-market plans can only have up to 20 site collections.
Right.
That's 100 gigabytes per site collection. Up to 20 site collections.
Right.
That's the limitation. And then you must know the differences in limitations, especially when you're trying to size what's appropriate for my organization or what's appropriate for a customer's organization.
Right.
Knowing that if they have 675 gigs of data, maybe it's not appropriate to try to get the small business plan that can only have a maximum of 35 gigs.
Oh, well, the small business plan can only, right, a maximum of 35 gig, but it can only have one site collection.
Well, that's
too.
What I mean. Right. So we really need to be cognizant of what we're doing and pay attention. And this is information that a lot of people miss. They often get the wrong plan. They see a great price or some attractive things and say, hey, that's where I need to be. But you need to think about where you are today, how much data do you have, are you going to add to that data, and if it's growing, which plan is appropriate for me? Because remember what we said in the previous module, there's not an easy transition plan from small business to mid-sized business, mid-sized to enterprise. It's a migration. So you must think capacity and scale when you're setting these up.
Right. And you can purchase additional storage right through the Office 365 Admin Center. And it's about 20 cents a gigabyte. It's on the slide. So in the U.S., it's 20 cents per gigabyte per month.
And that price did drop once before.
It has dropped once.
It may very well drop again. It may change. Pricing may change.
Yep.
But the reality is just know this information.
Yep. All right. All right. External sharing overview. So this is big. We can share easily, share with anyone, and share responsibly, right? So we want to make sure we're sharing the correct data with the correct people, okay? Simple sharing and shared with dialogues, new people picker, no roadblocks, access requests. Sharing is always at your fingertips in SharePoint, Office clients, and Office web apps. So if you've opened a document in Office web app or Office 2013, you can now share directly out of that with people, external users, with anybody you need to share that document with. And in the admin bar, there's a share button right there. We'll circle it. Try to circle it. All right. Let me get out of my pen. Well, I'm sorry.
While you're doing that, couple of questions are coming in, and I want to make sure we address. Obviously, there's been a big upgrade in the past couple of months, and it's still
huge
going
upgrade.
On now. So one of the questions was, and I actually said that I would do it, or we'd do it live, show how what it takes to upgrade a site collection, because somebody's saying, hey, I've been upgraded from SharePoint 2010 to SharePoint 2013, but my site collections are still in 2010. How do you do it? I happen to have one ready to show.
Okay,
one of my
great.
Sites. We can do it soon. I mean,
towards
the end.
Yeah, we'll do that towards the end. Yep. And something to keep in mind, if you've done a lot of customization to your site collection, some custom branding, that kind of stuff, it may break, and it may need to be redone after your upgrade to the new version
of
SharePoint.
Some templates need to be unloaded and reloaded.
Yep, exactly. So you might need to, if you've done that yourself, you
might
want
to hold off.
Yeah, you might want to consult a SharePoint consultant on doing that upgrade. So, but we can show that a little later. Okay. So back to the slide, sharing is external. External access, sites or documents can be shared with external users. We can share an individual document. We can share a whole site. Once inside, external users are treated similar to internal users. Guest links, documents can be shared using guest links. You can view and edit the guest links, so you can change the wording to those. Whoever gets a link can access the content, and documents will open right in Office web apps. We have two different types of administrative controls for Office 365 Enterprise. We have a lot more configuration that we can do. We have three options to configure guest links and external access. We can switch at company level, separate switch for each site collection, and personal sites. The defaults are both guest links and external access is on at the company level. And this is different from previous versions of SharePoint. It's on for the pre-created site collections, My Sites, Team Sites, and Public. Newly created site collections have external sharing off. So if you create a new site collection, by default, external sharing is off. Office 365 for Small Business has one switch for both guest links and external access. The switch is at the company level, no separate switch per site collection. And the guest links and external access is on at the company level. So that's something to keep in mind. Your employees can share documents externally by default. So you may want to take a look at those settings and make sure that that's something you want to have the ability to do. External use rights. In scope, they can view and edit with Office web apps. External users inherit the use rights of the Office 365 customer. So if I have certain rights to that document, maybe I only have read rights, then when I share that document, they only have read rights as well. External users inherit the use, add, view, edit, and delete documents. Navigate to subsites within the same site collection to which they were invited. What's out of scope?
You can be either a visitor or viewer, or you can be a member.
Exactly.
You can get those permissions.
Yep. They do not get their personal, their own personal site. So if you invite an external user in, they do not get their own personal site. They will not have their own SkyDrive Pro. External users cannot view the company-wide news feed or use the following capabilities. They can also cannot edit their own profile, change their photo, or see aggregated tasks. They do not add quota to the overall tenant. They cannot be an administrator for a site collection. However, you can designate an external user as a designer for your public website. So this is new as well. So if you have an external website design team, you can invite them in, and they can have they can be a designer for your public website. So that's new. Cannot access the search center and will not be able to execute searches against everything. And there's more details. I put a link on here in what is an external user. This is an office.com help article, so feel free to check that out. Who can invite? Only users with managed permissions can invite external users. Invitation redemption, first redeemer gets access. History redemptions are maintained in the access request list. If a document is shared, access is limited to the document only. If a site is shared, access is limited to everything within the site. How does it work? External user invited. This creates an invitation and access request list. The invitation email sent to the guest with invitation URL. User clicks a URL verification of, for a validity of invitation and if external access is enabled. Guest signs in with Microsoft account or Office 365 account, verification of redeemer. The guest is added to the SharePoint Online directory, service, and to the site collection, and the guest gets permission on the object and is redirected to it.
All right. It's really easy.
It is.
External sharing is really, really easy. Yeah. That's one of the big things. I mean, people use a lot of third-party blob storage or shared storage to share documents and large files, but SharePoint, if you have the subscription to Office 365, you can eliminate those third-party services often because you can use SharePoint for that. It's very simple, very easy, which is what a lot of small businesses want. Quick, easy storage that's secure.
Yep.
And it's all right there, all baked into the box and easier than ever to use.
Absolutely. Guest links, SharePoint online only. Who can create guest links? Users with managed permissions on a file can invite users to it via a guest link. A guest link redemption, whoever gets a link can access the content. Office documents open in Office web apps. Other files trigger download. Guests get view or edit access only to the document shared. And how does it work? Users share a document using edit or view link. A hidden user is created and granted permissions on the document. A guest receives email with guest link, clicks on the link. Verifications, are guest links enabled? Is this a valid link? Does the document exist? User impersonates the hidden user and is redirected to the document in web apps. Okay.
So can an external user upload a document to a library?
If they've been granted access to the site library, the document library.
Granted the member.
The member.
Member privileges.
I
forgot what it's called. Contribute.
So sharing with everyone. There's two special everyone claims. Everyone, a new name for all authenticated users. Available in SharePoint as well as SharePoint Online, maps to all authenticated users in the tenancy, including external users in SharePoint Online. So if I share something to everyone, it's shared to everyone. It's exactly what it says. Okay.
Public sharing.
Everyone except external users is available in SharePoint Online only. Shared with everyone folder in SkyDrive Pro. SharePoint, everyone has access to this folder. SharePoint Online, everyone except external users has access to this folder. No customizations on this is available. So administrative controls of PowerShell. There's a couple PowerShell commands here. Reporting, we want to know how many external users we have. We can get SharePoint Online external users. And then we can delete external users. So remove SharePoint Online external users. And I believe there's a link at the end for all this information. Subscription plans. We have Office 365 for professionals, small business, and the midsize. We have SharePoint, one team site, one public site. I'm missing the midsize in this screen. I will update it before it goes out. Office 365 Enterprise, Exchange SharePoint link. We get 300 team sites, one public facing, and that's been upgraded to 3,000 team sites. So I'll update that slide before it goes out to the new information. Standalone is part of Office 365 suite. You can buy it separately or as part of the suite. If purchased as part of the suite, available as small business, midsize, enterprise plans, and kiosk worker plans. If purchased standalone, it's available as SharePoint Online, Plan 1, and Plan 2. Deployment considerations. Difference between SharePoint Online and SharePoint On-Premise. Online, Microsoft retains and administers the firm and the central admin. The tenant is administered by the customer and or partner. Okay. Service admin responsibilities, site collection storage and resources, allocation, site collection owner, external users, language, info path forms, user profiles at my sites, business data connectivity, term store, and secure store service. and some resources that we've listed. And I know we want to do a couple demo and answer a bunch of questions. Steven, you had a demo ready?
Yes, I do.
All right.
If we can share my screen. Hopefully we can share my screen. All right, well.
All right, we'll try.
Try this again. Let's see if we can share my screen.
Let's see what we have for.
All right. So I have gone, this is actually my district computer's live tenant.
Okay.
And our site collections, as you see, there is one site collection. I don't even know what the site collection is, so if I break something, so be it. We can fix it. I went into the let me go back to the actual Office 365 so you guys can see how this is done. This is the Office 365 Admin Center. From here, I go to select Admin, SharePoint, which takes me to the SharePoint Admin Center. You notice they're all Admin Center now?
They are all Admin Center.
My site collections automatically load. First and foremost, this is the actual Admin Center where I have the left navigation. I see one of my site collections is still on SharePoint version 2010. I simply select that. I select Upgrade. I select Site Collection Upgrades Settings. And I can say, hey, okay, well, do I want to allow the upgrade? Yes. I'm going to go ahead and do this upgrade right now. Link to upgrade page. And upgrade this site collection. And I am ready now, or I can say let's hold off. I happen to be ready right now. I'm confident that this will not break anything, and I really don't care if it does. So we'll give it a few moments, and while we're doing that, we will see what else is going on over here. This is where I can make some info path settings. I can enable certain features within there. Are we done yet? It's pretty quick normally. I'll give it maybe 2 minutes. So while we're doing that, you can. I think Chris mentioned some of the Admin Center functions.
Yeah, I'm going to post a link to SharePoint Online software boundaries and limits because people are asking about how many people is it limited to.
External users, how many? How many the limitation is now?
I was just.
Cool. And we're still waiting.
Yeah, so.
Now.
Maximum number of external users is up to 500 unique external users per month.
There it is.
So it's per month. So you can add, you can have 500 unique external users per month.
And the question was, do people have to have a Microsoft account or a Live ID?
No, they do not.
Exactly.
No, they do not. So I'm gonna throw this link out there.
All right. Still waiting. I'm going to see where we are now. Hey, come on, refresh. All right, still upgrading. What I wanted to show you guys now, I'm going to show you a default 2013 site. When I go into sites, how do I get into it? This is a very vanilla SharePoint 2013 site. This is our demo account. If I want to get into site settings now, it's a little different. It used to be up in the upper left-hand corner by default. Now I select the, I call it a sprocket, a spacely sprocket almost, but you select that and you go down to site settings. From here, you get your familiar site settings. It just is in a different location. All the site settings are still here, my permissions and my groups, and I can see my what users internally or externally have access to the site.
Yep.
I can come down here and enable external settings and external access, and I can still do that from the site collection menu. Do you want to show the process for enabling external users? Or
if you would like, you've got it up.
So. I just want to see right now if we're done with our upgrade.
Okay.
I told them it's quick. We'll see how quick it is.
Yeah.
Hey, look at our screen now, and here we go. Upgrade is done.
So now you had a very small site, right?
It's a small site.
But the upgrade was done pretty quickly.
The upgrade was done in real time really quickly. It's a very simple process. Now, I could click on this to see if anything broke. I'll leave that alone for now.
Right.
I'm sure it didn't. I don't even know what the site is. It's some team site that we have set up. Probably it's very simple. But the reality is that's how the upgrade is done. The question was asked, and that's how it's done. It's not very difficult, but it's not an automatic process. You have to go into the site collections, select the site, allow the upgrade, and then kick off the upgrade manually.
Right.
And then it's done.
So somebody asked, can you share an entire site collection with an external user without using a Live ID? Well, if they have an Office 365 account, not on your account, but maybe they have their own tenant, they can use that ID, or they have to have a Live ID.
A Microsoft account.
Or a Microsoft account of some sort. Yep.
So I'm going to get to some questions while we're doing this. Is there a quick way to move site collections from another host to Office 365? It's a migration.
Yeah, it is a migration.
It's as quick as you're able to do it. Right. If you have that skill set, it can be quick, I'd assume. But it really comes down to it. It does take the form of a migration. There are some third-party tools out there that can help with that process, but it's certainly a migration that must be done. It's not just a transport.
Yeah.
Or not with a built-in tool.
Let's see.
Do you get to do over on an upgrade?
Okay. Somebody asked. Oh, did we,
go.
You had one. Somebody asked, why would a site collection not be updated with the original upgrade to 2013 Office 365? So why wouldn't it be upgraded? Because Microsoft wanted to give you the opportunity to do those upgrades yourself, to upgrade it when you're ready. If you had done a bunch of customization to that site, some branding, that kind of stuff, you want to make sure that you can back that out, do the upgrade, and then reapply those brandings and templates. Because they may not work with the new Office 365. So that's why it's not automatically updated for you. Let's see.
Well, it says, do you get a do-over on an upgrade? There's actually a preview link that you can preview the upgrade.
You can.
So I would suggest doing that. I would not suggest just randomly upgrading and then asking for a do-over. I don't know if it can be rolled back. I haven't tried that.
Yep.
But
okay. Is there a report to count and list external users? That was the PowerShell command I showed in the slide.
It shows all users, any users.
We'll have that available for you.
Just checking questions now. Let's see what else. We already answered the question about, do you need a Microsoft account? Is there an easy way to migrate from SharePoint services in-house to SharePoint on Office 365? Once again, it comes down to how simple is the data you have set up in there,
right.
And is it a simple single document library? That's should be an easy upgrade, assuming you have not changed the storage quotas.
Right.
But it comes down to how does your data map to the way that it's set up in Office 365, and what tools are you using to migrate? There are some great tools that allow you to do drag and drop type migrations. It can also be a very difficult migration if you're using custom data types and your workflows may not transfer out.
Somebody wanted a demo of Windows Azure Rights Management in SharePoint, and that is that's out of the scope of our session today, so we won't be doing that. Let's see. Somebody asked, can you share a file that will be removed from the library once it's downloaded? And I am not positive on that. I think I saw that was being answered, but maybe... we do have a SharePoint person in the chat room right now from Eastridge, so he should be answering some of these questions.
Is there a report to count and list external users? Once again, there's a you can run a PowerShell command and you can see what users are have access, but you can run PowerShell commands to get all types of reporting on who has access to what.
Okay.
I'm just looking at these questions that are coming in. You already answered the Azure, so we're not going to get that. I mean, what we can do, we'll do the best we can to answer the remainder of the questions.
Yep.
And we'll see you guys in 8-10 minutes?
10 minutes.
For the module 6, sorry, Exchange Online.
Thank you.